1-800-Flowers.com knows that a gift is never just a gift. A gift is an expression of everything you feel and helps build more meaningful relationships. 1-800-Flowers takes the pressure off by helping you navigate life's important moments by making it simple to find the perfect gift. From flowers and cookies to cake and chocolate, 1-800-Flowers helps guide you in finding the right gift to say how you feel. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/audio. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/audio.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We are going to be talking to a guest in about 5 minutes or even less, who basically is saying that
Gen Z are rude and are killing the high street because their customer service is so bad.
Eye rolling and so on. But listener says, I agree with you, Shane. My experience with Gen Z in our local supermarket is hugely positive. For the most part, they're helpful, eager to please. It's easy to diss young people. I remember the same attitude to my own generation. We were the same age. Give them a break. Most of them are wonderful.
And sticking with this subject now, I am joined by journalist Rhiannon Picton James, who has written about this. And Rhiannon, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell our listeners why you think Gen Z are an issue for the high street, and tell them about your, I suppose, experience of customer service at the hands of Gen Z.
Yeah, so first of all, I'd say that there are some great young people, but they are not working in Clarks, I can tell you that much. My experience going to the shop to get my daughter's shoes measured was awful. I ended up abandoning the trip without making a purchase. And the data actually shows that 80% of customers are abandoning their trips and buying online because of how bad the experience they're getting in stores these days.
And are you putting that, I mean, there's more, in fairness, there's more than Gen Z work in stores.
True.
You are a millennial and there are millennials working in retail as well.
I know. I'd say it's mostly the younger people that I've had poor experiences with. So with clerks, most customer facing roles, I'd say, I think the issue is that the online generation, their experience has been defined by the digital age. And I think their communication skills are lacking. And I think that's where the problem is. And it feels a bit like you're babysitting someone else's kids. Like, I've gone into these shops and no one knows how to help you. There's no basic willingness to do anything. You know, it's just an eye roll and, you know, go and look for yourself.
Is this not a gross generalization? And by the way, I am well capable of making gross generalizations myself. So I don't say that in particularly a scathing way. But it isn't true that all Gen Zs are like that by a wide mile, is it?
No, I can't. I don't think it can be true of every single one of them. But I know generally their experience has been defined by COVID, by the lockdowns, by the digital age. And I think that their social skills are just, well, the evidence shows their social skills are really suffering.
If we are going to poke a whole generation, I'm going to push back a little bit here. And by the way, I am Gen X, so I am neither your generation nor that generation. And say that millennials, your own generation, are one of the most finger-pointing generations of the four that still are alive on the planet. Oh, there's five of us now. I think millennials came along, gave out, you know, okay, boomer is a millennial expression. And then you hated us lot as well. We were always getting it wrong. And we became a bit cross with you about being so woke and everything. But now you hate both the generations above you and now you hate Gen Z. Is there anyone millennials like other than themselves?
I guess that's fair. I think that's the benefit of being in the middle. You can point out the problems of everything above and below. I like the stuff they're doing in the office. I think that's great. I know that they don't take emails on their work phones. They don't take calls after business hours. And they're really pushing back with a lot of office culture. I think that's great. I think when it enters the high street and it starts affecting customers, which we know it is, then it's a problem.
Okay. Look, I don't mean to be mean, but I should lay all my cards on the table. Of course, I am the parent of Gen Z, and maybe that's why I feel so well disposed towards them. But I'm not sure you can really blame them for all the ills of the death of retail, the death of the high street. I think there's probably much more to it than that. Is there more to what you're saying, do you think, other than that you've had a bad experience, particularly in Clarks when you wanted to get, you know, feet measured?
Yeah, I've had it, and I've talked to friends and they found the same thing. I think it's the bad customer service. I think obviously it's not just Gen Z. People are leaving for lots of reasons, such as queue length being too long. They can't find what they're looking for because no one's assisting them. And then bad customer service on top. I think as, you know, generations age out of retail, and then it's just Gen Z, I just think, you know, where is the... is the high street going to be left? The only reason you would ever go to the high street is for the customer service and for the expertise. And if that's not there, then there's really no reason for us to keep using it.
Look, thank you for coming on and starting the conversation. We do appreciate it. That is journalist there, Rhiannon Picton James. Let us know what you think out there this morning. Is she right? Are Gen Z dreadful at all those things? Or is there more to this than meets the eye? 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Every year, thousands of students go on their first holiday abroad. Our 5G roaming in 80 countries means they're connected as soon as they land.
Just a reminder to wear sunscreen, love, because you're as pale as a ghost. Oh, and can you send me all your friends' numbers because their mothers are on to me? And always keep your cash in your bum bag, yeah?
Every connection counts, which is why Ireland can count on our network. Vodafone. Together we can.
Subject to coverage availability. Limitations and terms apply. See vodafone.ie/terms.